Okay. Let's relax the tension in our body, becoming relaxed and more relaxed and more relaxed. We're not going to try to get into any particular high state. We're not going to try to enter into the deep transcendental planes of meditation. All of these assumptions we will drop right now. Any assumption about the third eye, pineal gland, the self, the not-self, the spirit, the matter, the ego, the entity, whatever it is, let us drop all assumptions. Let us simply become breath in this moment. Yes, let your eyes become relaxed. Let them close 2/3 the way, if that is comfortable for you, if it's more comfortable all the way closed or open, whichever one is most comfortable for you is good. Continue to relax the tension in your body. Again, becoming aware only of the breath. No other mental assumptions need be clogging your vision at this moment. Simply be aware of the breath. Not your identity, not your name or form. So again, let your awareness only rest on the breath. As you find this place of inner stillness and equilibrium, again, just the breath. In this silence, remove your attention from all assumptions. Breathing in and out very slowly, gently, and rhythmically. Let your attention become slower and more calm with the slowness of your breath in and out. You calm your attention, center your attention. In and out slowly, attention on nothing else. Again, you're removing attention from all associations such as your name, form, age, gender, nationality, race, state of consciousness. Remove all identity-based associations and see that in this breath there is only one. And it is undifferentiated from itself. This undifferentiated self takes on many sheaths, many veils, just like the pure white light, which takes on seven colors. In reality, these colors or these aggregations of particular types of atoms, they're only veils. Veils of one light. Likewise, your ego, which is not a bad thing, your ego, which is just simply your consciousness, has a particular color, is veiled in a particular color to form an aggregate of egos in the body of a planet, which is a second entity, but the same entity, the same as your cells group together to form groups for a specific function, and are not separate from you. All of the various colors of egos on the earth are one consciousness. Like all of the various cells on your body are one you. And let us carry the analogy further to remember that the planets are cells in a higher system, and that solar system is a cell in another higher galactic system. All are extensions, all are cells in the body of each other. There's only one. From one all and all one. So who am I? Ask this to yourself. Mentally, who is it? Who is behind these veils? It cannot be fathomed by mind, cannot be defined. It can be experienced. The mystery can be seen, but it cannot be spoken of. Because that self, which is at the core of all that is, has created wisdom from itself. From its infinite, inexplicable essence. And so, by correspondence, there is absolutely no separation between you and that infinite, inexplainable, immeasurable, unfathomable essence of all that is. It is you and you are it. In the same sense that streams are the ocean from which they flow, or into which they flow, doesn't matter. In the same sense that fire is a burning sensation, so that self is a peopling sensation. Is an observing sensation. Let us envision now a ball of white light atop our heads. A brilliant, shining ball of white luminescence. In the same sense, a source of electricity, light, magnetism, as the sun overhead. When we have this ball in our mind, envision that it is vibrating as I chant the God name of this sphere of Keter of spirit, Eheye.
Shiva.
Let us visualize a second sphere of light in our chest around the heart chakra. Now visualize a tube of light descending through the third eye and throat into the heart center, filling this ball of white light.
And
Let us visualize it turning now into the color of a gold and pink sphere.
Yavi. Shri Mani Padme Hum.
Visualize a cross in the center of this sphere, a cross with equidistant arms, so a Greek cross, dividing the sphere into four sections. This golden sphere with a radiant pink light around it. Let yourself become perfectly still, very still as possible, as if your body was made out of a fine porcelain, and you cannot move it even 1 inch or it will shatter. And begin to visualize that as you breathe, you are breathing in air, in and out of this golden, pink radiant sphere. Visualize yourself pulling in light from above and below as you inhale. Into the center. Into the sphere of Tiferet in your core. The solar plexus.